Good evening, I am Gary Black with the KUAC Newsminer Update. In her annual address to the state capitol, Senator Lisa Murkowski spoke passionately about the shooting that killed 17 at a Florida high school last week. She called on Congress to take action, but as Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin reports, Murkowski never mentioned guns.
Murkowski says the political impasse in Congress has to end, as does the tragedy cycle.
We all express our condolences. We then lock into our political stances, and nothing is done.
She touched on a number of areas Congress can improve, even mentioning the possibility of an app kids could use to report a classmate who seems off kilter.
Help on the mental health side, help with the assessment, help with the training side, address the clear inadequacies that we have within our background check system.
She spoke about how to prevent the next mass shooting for nearly 9 minutes without saying the word gun. Asked whether America has a problem with the accessibility of guns, Murkowski narrowed her response.
I think the U.S. has a problem with accessibility of guns by those who are mentally ill, yes.
A 2015 study found people with diagnosed mental illness commit only a small percentage of U.S. gun fatalities. State Representative Adam Wohl, a Fairbanks Democrat, said in his office later that he appreciates Murkowski's thoughtful discussion. He says he also likes Murkowski's focus on combating mental illness, though Wohl doubts that's the root cause of America's mass shooting problem.
There's mental health issues everywhere, but in this country, it turns into mass gun violence, and I think that's an important distinction.
Alaska's U.S. senators address the state legislature every year. Senator Dan Sullivan's speech is scheduled for Monday. With help in Juneau from KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman, I'm Liz Ruskin.
A 12-year-old Nanilchik boy is in custody today after making threats about bringing a gun to school. KBBI reports that Alaska State Troopers received a call from a concerned parent about the student Tuesday. Troopers say they determined the boy had made repeated threats and planned to bring a gun to school. Troopers then took the student into custody and transported him to the Kenai Youth Facility. Kenai Peninsula Borough School District spokesperson Peggy Erkineff says the Nanilchik school principal was notified about the threats after school hours.
So he sent home a message to all the parents, and the staff was fully briefed as well. And then a counselor was available the next day at school for any of the students who wanted to talk about just school safety or their school, what was happening in their own school that day.
Troopers are still investigating the incident, and Erkineff says the district will determine what actions need to be taken after it is complete. The majority of Fairbanks North Star Borough employees have a new labor contract with a 0.5% boost to their salary starting in July and reduced health insurance benefits. The Borough Assembly on Thursday approved the agreement 5-2. The Fairbanks North Star Borough Employees Association ratified the contract on February the 9th. The pay raise is lower than what was negotiated in previous contracts, and concessions on health insurance benefits are expected to save the borough $300,000 to $430,000. Under the contracts, municipal employees will get an extra holiday, Seward's Day, but will lose a personal day. Employees deemed essential during closures because of inclement weather will receive an extra $1 per hour of premium pay. Mileage reimbursement is going up by 5 cents to 70 cents. Concessions on health insurance benefits include higher deductibles and a $500 penalty for using the emergency room for non-emergencies. A Fairbanks-based tanker truck spilled an estimated 2,500 gallons of diesel fuel Thursday night after the driver lost control and wrecked the rig along an icy stretch of the Richardson Highway just north of Valdez. The double tanker truck rollover occurred about 9 p.m. Thursday, about 2.5 miles north of Valdez, according to a news release issued this morning by the State Department of Environmental Conservation. Information on the condition of the driver was unavailable this afternoon. The wrecked tanker leaked diesel onto frozen ground directly east of the Robe River. Responders at the scene said fuel appeared to be flowing away from the river, according to the news release. About 7,200 gallons of diesel was removed from the tank and a smaller pup tank that was being towed behind the main tank. A DEC investigation into the wreck continues. And finally tonight, Minnesota-based adventurer Lonnie Dupree will make another attempt at an unprecedented solo winter ascent of Mount Hunter. According to a release, the 56-year-old Dupree plans to fly to the base of the 14,500-foot Alaska Range peak at the end of the month. Dupree says his exact route would depend on glacial conditions observed on the flight M. He expects to spend 2 weeks on the climb, which is considered one of North America's toughest. This will be his third attempt at the solo winter climb. In 2015, Dupree became the first person to solo climb Denali in January, and last month he attempted an unprecedented winter ascent of Yukon Territory's Mount Lucania with partner Pascal Marceau. And for more on tonight's stories or others, visit newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I am Gary Black.